Dawn of Empire. Dragon Empire Trilogy, Book 3. Written by Kylie Chan and read by Jennifer Valetic. Miko was in the living room of our shared apartment when I returned 2 hours later. She was in her four-legged dragon form, pacing from one side of the room to the other. The blue-white sunshine from the windows made her gold scales blaze with light as she passed under them. "Oh, thank the stars you're here," she said, throwing herself into my arms and hugging me with her forelegs. "I messed up so badly. How can anyone forgive me?"
"You didn't mess up," I said, confused. "Why do you think that? You didn't do anything wrong."
She pulled back to see me.
"That whole first contact was a disaster. Everything went wrong. Nothing went to plan. They're supposed to be impressed, and then they spend the night with the Empress, join her spouse group, and their planet joins the Empire. I messed it up. They won't join the Empire, and they may even go to the cats. What if they go to the cats? Their children will be tortured."
"They won't go to the cats," I said, stroking her scaly head.
"They'll argue about the nature of their worship practices and logic their way around their gold fetish to fit you into it.
They'll probably want you to visit their planet so they can show you off." I gave her a squeeze. "I wouldn't blame them. They're right about you being a more noble metal than your mother."
"They called her common," she said, horrified.
"She is," I said. "You're the one who's noble."
"All the dragons will look at me," she said, turning away. "One of the first times that we meet a new species since everything changed. No, since I changed everything. And this happens. The Empire will lose its place in the galaxy."
"Until we meet a society more technologically advanced than ours, I don't think that's an issue," I said.
"Mark, have you encountered any civilizations more advanced than ours?"
"There's a culture of interlinked post-singularity intelligences three galaxies over that have been putting out feelers," Mark said. "They don't have faster than light. Well, it's not really necessary when you exist in a data cloud and don't have physical bodies. But they want to say hello and add us to their knowledge base."
"Add us how?" I asked sharply. "I like having physical form, and no way am I allowing anyone to upload me to live as a virtual entity."
"They want to access your expertise in having a physical form," Mark said. "It's been so long that they're curious to try it, and are looking for some tips. They're concerned that if they take a physical form, they won't be able to move back into the cloud."
"That would be fascinating," Miko said, her eyes wide. "It would be like teaching children how to walk."
"I'm negotiating with them. Boundaries, data rules, protocols. I may permit them to speak to your organics in 100 years or so when I'm sure I trust them. Your insight and experiences are a valuable data set, and there is the small possibility that they want to absorb you. I'll make sure that doesn't happen. No way are they taking my main source of entertainment. Without you organics, I'd go insane from boredom."
"You talk about us as if we were your pets sometimes, Mark," I said.
"More like idiot children,"